All right, friends. Today's story is called The Giving Tree, and this is by Shel Silverstein. And it is bracingly read today by Mommy and...
Lemonade.
And Lemonade? Oh, goodness. What a fun name. You know, Lemonade, that is the tastiest name I have ever heard. I think I might take a great big long sip of you later on. Are you ready? Okay. Once there was a tree. And she loved a little boy. And every day the boy would come and he would gather her leaves and make them into crowns and play King of the Forest. And he would climb up her trunk and swing from her branches and eat apples.
That don't hurt.
Mm-hmm. She must be an apple tree. And they would play hide and go seek. And when he was tired, he would sleep in her shade. And the boy loved the tree very much. And the tree was happy.
And he loved it so much that he could count to...
He could count to 11 with her leaves? Uh-huh. Wow, that's a lot. Okay, let's see what happens next. But time went by, and the boy grew older, and the tree was often alone. Then one day the boy came to the tree, and the tree said, "Come, boy. Come and climb up my trunk and swing from my branches and eat apples and play in my shade and be happy."
"I am too big to climb and play," said the boy. "I want to buy things and have fun. I want some money. Can you give me some money?"
"I'm sorry," said the tree, "but I have no money. I only have leaves and apples. Take my apples, boy, and sell them in the city. Then you will have money and you will be happy." So the boy climbed up the tree and gathered her apples and carried them away. And the tree was happy. But the boy stayed away for a long time, and the tree was sad. And then one day the boy came back, and the tree shook with joy, and she said, "Come, boy, climb up my trunk and swing from my branches and be happy."
"I am too busy to climb trees," said the boy. "I want a house to keep me warm," he said. "I want a wife and I want children, so I need a house. Can you give me a house?"
"I have no house," said the tree. "The forest is my house, but you may cut off my branches and build a house, and then you will be happy." So the boy cut off her branches and carried them away to build his house. And the tree was happy. But the boy stayed away for a long time. And when he came back, the tree was so happy, she could hardly speak. "Come, boy," she whispered. "Come and play."
"I am too old and sad to play,"
said the boy.
I want a boat that will take me far away from here. Can you give me a boat?
Cut down my trunk and make a boat, said the tree. Then you can sail away and be happy. So the boy cut down her trunk and made a boat and sailed away. And the tree was happy, but not really. After a long time, the boy came back again. I am sorry, boy, said the tree, but I have nothing left to give you. My apples are gone.
My teeth are too weak for apples, said the boy.
My branches are gone, said the tree. You cannot swing on them.
I am too old to swing on branches, said the boy.
My trunk is gone, said the tree. You cannot climb.
I am too old to climb, said the boy.
I'm sorry, sighed the tree. I wish that I could give you something, but I have nothing left. I'm just an old stump. I am sorry.
I don't need very much now, said the boy. Just a quiet place to sit and rest. I'm very tired.
Well, said the tree, straightening herself up as much as she could. Well, an old stump is good for sitting and resting. Come, boy, sit down. Sit down and rest. And the boy did. And the tree was happy. The end.
Yep, for me, I thought that story was very sad.
Yeah, I think it is kind of a sad story.
Why?
Well, because the tree gave everything she had to the boy. And do you think the boy gave her back anything? Well, I'll tell you a little secret. At the very end, the tree, all she wanted was the boy to sit with her and be with her. And what did he do? So I think in the end, she was very happy because he stayed with her. And what more can we ask, right? Moms and dads? The end.
What was stuck in your nose?